Utimanan tøyder det islamet gimmel. En af de ting, som er skabende med alle andre, og machshove is rois ved hulum, det begynder at overpower a person, og fast at show him bad thoughts, hulum is chazik, og det skabende alene, og det sagde, at som han strengthens himself, and he overpowers them and defeats them, esh la kodesh boch, og tane godom is there. It's a very great pleasure in heaven to Hashem. O yoka mi oid bi ene ishim is bodach. It's very precious in the eyes of Hashem. In Moshem, like for example, she esh eitzam hamalochim, kings, for example, the Bomb of Atayas, the Yem of the Pagda, these are their Chaga, their celebrations. Hey, manichim kama chayesh, yinatz chuzem zeh. They leave many animals to do battle one against the other. They aim imdin and estaklam, they stay and they watch. Yesh lahem tane godlman and itzachem. They have a great pleasure from this victory of one against the other. Kamekein ha-machshavas heim boyan chinas ha-chayas. Machshavas also, the thoughts of a person come from the techina of chayas shomala. Machshavas kadoshas heim bechinas chayas tehoidas. The holy machshavas, Tikkun Isaiah says, are bechina of the chayas tehoidas, pure chayas. Machshavas rois heim bechinas chayas tameis. The bad thoughts of the bechina of tamei chayas. Menichem bekavona mil mala shinatz chuzem zeh. From heaven, deliberately leave these two chayas battle one against the other. Chayas tevis, chayas tehoidas and chayas tameis, which means machshavas kedoshes against machshavas tameis. V'yesh lekadosh baruch hu tane godel. Hashem has a very great pleasure, kish ha'odom is gaber al ha'chayas tmeis v'natzeich ha'son. The person, through the koyach of his chayas tahidus, through his machshavas tahidus, he strengthens himself and he defeats these chayas tmeis, these bad machshavas. The Kval Rabbein Adal says, she yefshe b'shum eifem ba'ilam, she yihi yu shnei machshavas b'yachad ha'pam echad. It is impossible, under any condition in the world, that a person should have two thoughts together at the very same time. Al came therefore bekal very easily yechelam legadish machshavis rois rak b'shev al tasa. A person can drive out evil thoughts by just sitting and doing nothing without too much effort. Dehainu shalei lachshav eisah machshava. He shouldn't think of that evil thought. Rak lachshav eisah machshava achenes b'toyda or avoda or afilu masamat. Simply by thinking any other thought at all, whether it's toyda or avoda, even the thought of business. Then, mele, the other evil thought will have to leave. Because it's impossible to have two thoughts at the same time. So, mele, if he thinks a different thought in Taita, automatically, the thought of evil will have to leave him because he can't have the two at the same time. The person doesn't have to work, struggle hard and battle against his bad thought, to shake his head to and fro to try to get rid of it. The Gadish and Machshavas Rois to drive out these evil thoughts. He ain't a mile cloud because that shaking his head and trying to drive it out doesn't help at all. Adelaba, the contrary, Idezem is Gabrim Yeser. For this, they become even stronger. Vinidal says in Tejayim Beis that when they see the person is trying to battle them, they do become stronger. Like an enemy who sees that his opponent is working harder, he too becomes stronger to struggle back and fight harder. What then is the Yetzer? Only Lebli Nashkiach Aleim Klal. Not to care about them at all. Not to look at these thoughts at all. Not to think about them. Back last I said, Shalai V'mashiach Oisik B'Toyda O'Tvila Masamatan. Do simply what he's doing. Continue being Isaac and Toyda or Tvila or business, whatever he's doing. Continue doing that. Lebli Nashkiach Yachil of Klal. Not to look back to see if these machshavas are still there. So Ben Adal says that too. When a person looks back and sees somebody who's chasing him, person behind is pursuing him, sees the person looking back, so merely he drives harder because he knows the person is expecting him to come. But if he doesn't look back at all, he doesn't think about them at all, he doesn't struggle to get rid of them, so merely the enemy Machshavas Rois will also be Yayish from him, they'll give him up also. But he doesn't mail it to Stalik. The mail automatically this Machshavas Rois will become the Stalik, they'll leave him, they'll forget about them, and he'll be freed from them. So the clout is that since it is impossible for the human mind to contain two Machshavas at the same time, therefore, the simple Eitzah in getting rid of the evil thoughts in Hodim Adoyim is to simply think about something else, to think about a Machshava of Kedusha without struggling hard against the evil Machshava. And Mela, while he's thinking about this Machshava Kedusha, there is no room, there's no possibility in his mind to contain then at the same time this evil Machshava. Because as long as the Machshava Kedusha is there, that's the only Machshava he can have in his mind. Only one Machshava is possible at one time. That's the Eitzah to be Menatzeach Machshava Yisroes in Hodim. That's the answer to have Machshavas Kedoshos, and this is the way, by being Menatzeach them, this gives a great tainuk to our Kadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem.